Before you start this audio exercise, please make sure you have your notebook and pen at hand so that you can use it at any time. Welcome to this audio exercise and welcome to the train station of Maastricht. To begin, find a place to stand at the station. You can be inside of the central hall, you can be in front of the station, or in some kind of corner. Find a place to start this exercise, any place you're drawn to, and stand there for a while. Have you found your place? Notice the way you're standing. Notice the way you're breathing. Notice your feet on the ground. And notice the way you distribute your weight on your feet. Is your weight more on the front of your feet or more in the back? Maybe one of your feet is carrying more weight than the other. You don't have to change anything about that. Just notice for now. Notice your body. This body that you brought into this exercise today. This body that you brought to Maastricht train station today. And then also look around. Where are you right now? What kind of space is this? Do you have any idea or a sense of why you were drawn to this specific part of the station? Are you inside or outside? Are you in the center of the space, or at the corner, or something in between? Is there space behind you, or is there a wall or another surface right behind you? Is there space for other bodies to pass behind your body? See if you can become aware of what is behind you. Can you sense the air or the surface with your skin? Imagine opening up the sensitivity at the back of your body in order to feel what is behind you. In order to open up the senses on your back. and see if you can open up your gaze in order to allow as much as possible of your surroundings to enter your eyes. Again, notice the way you're standing. Notice the way you distribute your weight on your feet. Notice the way you're breathing. Did any of this change? Now look around again. What do you see? First, try to notice large surfaces like walls, windows, doors, the floor. And then notice the textures and patterns of the space. Notice the patterns of the tiles of the walls of a building, for instance. Notice the textures of the floor. Or any other kind of visual rhythm. Or anything that interests you. And then also notice the light, sources of light and reflections of light. Shadows. And colors. Notice large objects and small objects. Now take your notebook and pen and without overthinking it, start drawing or describing in words your body in this space. In order for you to do this intuitively and without overthinking it, I will only give you 1 minute to do this. So use words or drawing in order to describe your body as it is right now, at this time, within this space. So do this for 1 minute starting now. Now feel your body again and the way you're standing. And look around. Now also notice other bodies. Are there a lot of them? Or not so many? Do they move? If yes, how do they move? Notice their postures. Focus on one specific body. Notice the specificities of the way in which this person distributes their bodies in space. Where are the hands? Where is the head in relation to the rest of the body? How does this person place their feet when standing or walking? Can you still feel your own body? Keep on focusing on one specific body in the space, a body that you can observe at this point. Try to notice as much as possible. Meanwhile, try to also feel your own body as you do this. Now turn your attention away from this body you're observing and take your notebook again. Draw or describe this particular body that you just observed. Do this in any way you want. You can focus on a particular detail or on a general impression. You can focus on movements, breath, maybe the colors of their clothes, whatever stuck to you, whatever drew your attention. Again, take 1 minute for this. Do this as quick and intuitively as possible. Now, put your notebook away, but not too far. Make sure it's close to you, close at hand. And start to walk. You are walking towards Onze Lieve Vrouwenplein. I hope you know the way. If not, feel free to consult Google Maps when you're walking, but only if necessary. Don't allow your phone to distract you from this exercise. as you walk. Walk with a sense of direction. So you have a clear goal and you walk straight towards that goal, but you don't walk too fast. Notice your environment. So walk as slowly as you have to in order to give yourself the time to look around and get to know where you are. And meanwhile, also make sure that you can still feel your body. As you walk, start by noticing solid masses and their textures. So things like walls, the ground, traffic lights, benches, bus booths, and more specifically, the smooth texture of the glass walls of a bus booth, or the rough texture of the bark of a tree or a brick wall. So notice everything that is solid, the architecture of your surroundings, and the texture of these masses. How do different textures influence the way you relate to particular masses? What kind of textures draw your attention, and how do different masses make you feel your body? For instance, how does it feel to walk next to a large building and a high wall? Or how does it feel to look at or touch a very smooth surface? So notice the architecture of your surroundings, the textures, and how you relate to these. What grabs your attention? What are you drawn to? What things trigger your senses? As you're walking to Onze Lieve Vrouwenplein, noticing solid masses and their textures, can you still feel your body? Now start noticing light and color. So the sources of light, like the sun or a colorful light coming from a shop's display. The shadows you or other bodies make in relation to these sources, the way it reflects on specific textures. The way color plays a particular role in space, and maybe in how you move through the space. The way colors guide your attention and influence the way you feel, or the way in which you feel drawn to specific colors and others not. How is noticing all this different when you walk in relation to when you were standing at the station? And then also notice mundane objects, so daily life objects that you pass while you walk. Maybe there's a bench with a waste bin next to it. Would you like to sit there? Why or why not? So as you observe your surroundings, notice how they make you feel, if you're drawn to them, and why. So get a sense of how you relate to your environment. As you look at a building you're passing, notice, for instance, if someone lives there, and what do you see when you look at the window? Are there curtains? Are these open or closed? Maybe someone decorated this windowsill. Knows about and be curious about where you are. Try to be precise and take the time to explore things which you tend to take for granted. As you explore, try to reflect on how certain things draw your attention, how they trigger your senses, and what associations, memories, feelings you have when you observe them. How does your body feel? How is it different to attend to your body now as you are exploring your environment and compared to when you were standing before? Keep on exploring these mundane things, these daily life objects for a while, and meanwhile, try to uphold a dual attentiveness, meaning attending to both your environment, while also keeping track of how your body feels and changes and moves, the way you breathe, your posture, and the quality of your movements. Now notice the shapes of the objects and bodies in the streets. Some shapes are round, others are angular, and some are a mixture of the two. So notice your environment in terms of shapes. Some shapes are stationary, holding still in space, and others are moving through space. become aware of how your body also creates a specific kind of shape and space. Notice how your body can form a shape in space, but also together with objects in space and/or with other bodies in space. Find a place where you can take notes. So grab your notebook and pen and note down what you came to know about the space so far. Like yesterday, you are completely free concerning the form of your documentation. So you can draw, write, or scribble what comes up. And these can be things about your environment, about your body, but also what you're doing right now. So any thoughts, feelings, insecurities, fascinations, considerations, memories. There's no right or wrong. Just take notes without stopping. Do this for 5 minutes. So I'll come back in 5 minutes with more instructions. Now put away your notebook again, but again not too far, and start walking again. As you walk again, notice shapes, the shapes that objects and other bodies make in space, the shape of your body in space and how this changes. Notice mundane objects, so daily life objects in your surrounding. Notice lights, notice colors. Notice textures and the overall architecture of the space you are in. Keep on walking with a sense of direction. Keep on noticing your environment and see if you can still feel your body as you do this. As you pay attention to these different aspects in space, notice other bodies passing the street. And become aware that you do not only relate to the street, but you also engage in what I will call spatial relationships with other people and objects. So depending on the distance and other ways in which you spatially relate to other bodies, you form a spatial relationship. So you can form a spatial relationship with other bodies, humans, but also none or more than human bodies. There are groups of bodies, and there's relationships between bodies and objects. So as you walk, notice different spatial relationships between bodies and objects, between your body and objects, and your body and other bodies. How do different spatial relationships to objects and bodies inform your movements? Notice, for instance, groupings. What kind of different groupings are there? So bodies grouped together in space. And how do these groups inform the way you move? Where you move and how you move. When does the distance between bodies or bodies and objects tell a particular story? How do spatial relationships inform you about cultures or normativities? Which groupings suggest an event or express a dynamic? How do different spatial relationships make you feel your body? Now find a place to make quick notes again. So this won't be too long. We will take notes for 2 minutes. And try to draw or describe different spatial relationships. And while you do so, become aware of what they do. What these spatial relationships do to you, your body, and space. So make notes about spatial relationships for 2 minutes, starting now. And now put your notebook away again, but not too far, and start walking again. Again, you are passing architecture, texture, light and colors, mundane objects and shapes. You are making spatial relationships, and you have a body that you can feel, a body that breathes. Your feet are touching the ground. You are carrying your head in a specific kind of way on top of your spine. And you are distributing your weight from one foot to the other while you walk. As you walk, as you are moving your weight from one foot to the other, you are making a floor pattern. So bring your awareness to the floor pattern you make on the ground by walking through the space. To make this more vivid, you can imagine that the bottoms of your feet are painted in a color of your liking. So as you move through space, the picture that evolves on the floor is the floor pattern that emerges over time. How does this physical environment and the spatial relationship have an effect on your floor patterns? As you walk, stay aware of the floor pattern you make. Imagine how they look like. and see if you can change this pattern once in a while. Now find a place to make documentations, so grab your notebook and again for 2 minutes try to draw your imaginary floor pattern. Imagine how objects and people affect your floor patterns and vice versa. So take 2 minutes to draw or describe the floor pattern that you made and how this is influenced by objects and people, and how your floor pattern also influences your surroundings. Do this for 2 minutes starting now. Now put away your notebook again, and this time we won't be needing it for a while, so you can put it in your bag or somewhere else so that you can relax your arms and you don't have to carry anything around. Start walking again. And you are still heading towards Onsers Lieve Vrouwenplein. Maybe you are even there yet. If you are there, if you've reached your destination, just walk around on and around the square. So stay close, but keep on walking. Explore your surroundings, the architecture of the space, the textures, the light, the color, the mundane objects, the shapes, the spatial relationships, and the pattern you make by walking on the ground. Now, in a moment or so, I will play a number of music fragments, and I would like you to make the music, to really allow the music to infuse your body and the way you walk. So allow the music to influence the way you hold your body, your posture, your tempo, your rhythm, your attitude. Imagine that the music is the soundtrack to your walk.
Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the waters go? They go along to take your hand. Way down how we build our breakfast now. Let's say my love, my love.
Oh.
Now you have probably arrived at Onze Lieve Vrouwenplein. Maybe you have seen your fellow students. Probably you see some of them right now. Maybe you have already communicated by exchanging eye contact or some laughter. Look around the square. Look at your fellow students and from here start approaching the center of the square. So walk towards the middle of Onze Lieve Vrouwenplein. As you do this, keep noticing your surroundings. See your fellow students and notice your own body. How does your body feel at this moment? And start creating a circle. So together with your fellow IART students, create a circle. Make the circle large enough so that there's about 2 meters in between each and every one of you. So you can stretch out your arms sideways and still have enough space. And make sure that there's some space, or that you make space if there's people still dropping in, people who are still arriving at the square. Stand here for a while. Look around in the circle. Make eye contact with some of the others. And like yesterday, take a moment to think about your journey. The journey you took today here with me towards the square, but also the journey that you took in life, the journey that brought you here to this workshop, two Ayards in this circle, in this group. Now look at the person to your left. Imagine their journey. Look at the person to your right and imagine their journey. Look at the person standing across from you, so opposite you in the circle. Imagine their journey. And then look around again. Try to see the entire group. Try to see those people with whom you're going to share your next journey. And slowly, do this really slowly and make sure you don't bump into someone who is passing behind you. Slowly start walking backwards, making the circle larger and larger. Make the circle as large as possible, so spread out in space as much as is possible while still forming a circle, still forming a group. Now that you're so far away from each other, do you still feel like a group? As a group, how do you relate to the rest of this space, to other people, to your environment? Now slowly start moving towards each other again. Make the circle smaller and smaller. Notice what changes in your relation to others, to your environment, and also what happens with your body, whether you experience your body differently. Come as close as possible to each other while still remaining a distance from one another that feels safe. Now that you're close to each other, how is this different? How do you experience your environment now? And how do you experience the effect that you as a group have on your environment now? Now from here, spread out in space again. Walk around, and while you walk, imagine your journey again. Imagine your journey almost as though you can hear it, like the soundtrack of your journey. How would your journey sound like? This can be a song, you know. You can also make something up in the moment, or maybe it's some kind of sound that you can hear in nature. Maybe it's somebody's voice. And if you are more of a visual person, you can also imagine a color or any other visual. Just try to infuse the rest of your walk, walking around on this square, with the sound, color, or fragrance of your journey. And notice, how does this make you move? Move around like that for a couple of more minutes. Now find a place on the square where you'd like to hang out for a little and where you can make documentations. So settle down somewhere at the square, near your fellow students. Grab your notebook and your pen. And then, like you did at the very beginning of this exercise, draw your body as it is right now, the way you experience your body right now. Again, don't overthink this. Do this fast and intuitively. And I will give you 1 minute to do this. So take some time to prepare, to take your notebook and your pen. And then 1 minute starts right now. Now we're almost at the end of this exercise, and I know that this is hard work and that it may get harder and harder to attend to all the things that you have been attending to. Just for one more minute, so in a moment you're going to take one more minute to make your final documentations of today. So this can be anything that you still want to document. It can be about the audio exercise. It can be about your journey in life, or your journey towards Ons Lieve Vrouwenplein. It can be about your body. It can be about your environment, about other bodies. It can be about the group, these people with whom you will share your journey at iArts. So take one more minute to write or draw your final notes, starting now. Now you've reached the end of this audio exercise. But before you go about your day and go to the next workshop, please form groups of four people. So make groups with three other students, or more or less three others, and sit or stand together and discuss what you've done and experienced during this exercise. So take a moment to share your experiences. Try to also make some notes about this, which you can then bring to our next class. So take 10 more minutes or so to discuss your experiences in groups. Make notes about this. And then we will see each other in our next class. I'm looking forward to that. Have a wonderful day and see you soon.